Welcome to the Andy George Leadership Podcast. This is a podcast that is all about helping you to reach your potential, to find your purpose, and to live with passion. And I'm your host, Andy George, and I want to thank you so much for spending some time with me today on this episode. So listen, if you haven't done so yet, please make sure you go to andygeorgecoaching.com for more content, more information. Also, make sure that you subscribe to this podcast. Well, listen, I want to talk about something I think that's going to help you immensely today, and I want to welcome you and thank you for joining me once again. And so here's the deal. I want to talk today real quickly about how to get promoted. This is a great way to learn something, to learn a few things about how to get promoted, and I know that this is going to help in an immense way. And so here we go. We're going to jump into it real quickly because I have three areas I want to talk about today about how to get promoted, and I'm very excited about these opportunities for you and for your promotion, hopefully. So here we go, how to get promoted. You know, promotion means more opportunity, more money, more influence, more credibility, taking on that next step in whatever career path that you're on. And I want to help you do that. And I believe that I have three ways real quickly that are going to absolutely help you get to that level and get to that level right now. So number one is this, you have to have good self-awareness. I think everything starts right there with having really good self-awareness, just knowing who you are. In other words, to grow yourself, you must know yourself. So good self-awareness understands where you fit on the team. It's how you work with other people. You know, good self-awareness, I think, does one quick thing, and I want to hit this one thing really fast because I believe that this one simple area will help you immensely with the people you work with, because good self-awareness helps you have ownership of the part that you play on your team. In other words, you don't blame shift. You don't blame everybody else. You don't wonder who's going to do what or who fits where. You kind of get the picture of where you fit, your giftings and your gift sets and how they fit on the team. But it also helps you own whatever it is you're doing. You know, I've been around people who, in many ways, are pretty decent leaders. And one of their biggest downfalls, quite honestly, was that they did not have really good self-awareness. And so because of the lack of self-awareness they had, it really hurt them in their role because they were always wondering what was going on, or it was somebody else's fault or somebody else's problem. Instead of just owning who they were, they kind of blame shifted all their stuff. And it was kind of passive aggressive. It wasn't overtly, because they're pretty decent leaders in general, but without that self-awareness piece to know where it is do I need to grow, where it is that I need to excel in, where it is that I need to work on, it really hurts you and it hurts your team. So you have to know your self-awareness. One of the great things about self-awareness is knowing how you handle stress. So think about it for a moment. The last time that you were stressed, how did you respond? How'd you feel? How'd you make your team feel when you were stressed last time? So knowing your buttons, in other words, what are the buttons in your life that if somebody pushes those buttons, it kind of sets you off a little bit. It kind of gets you a little intense, so to speak. It kind of ruffles you. See, having good self-awareness, you understand where you are in that and how you operate in that. So having good self-awareness, and I want to encourage you, listen, there's a lot of these things out there right now. There's the Enneagram that's out there. Everybody's having fun with that, asking everybody what number they are. But at the heart of all of that, it's about self-awareness. It's knowing how you're wired and how other people are wired. For me personally, professionally, I use what's called the DISC assessment. In fact, I'm a trainer and a consultant as a behavioral analysis with the DISC tool. And I love that tool. In fact, I'm going to put the link down below. So there's a link below to my website where you can get more information about the DISC. And I want to highly encourage you to take some sort of a personality analysis assessment tool of some sort, whether it's a DISC or something else. And in fact, I want to offer this to you that if you are interested in the DISC assessment, let me know. Reach out to me. You can get in contact me through the website. You can get in contact me right here on this page as well. You can reach out to me. I would love to help you with it. There is a cost involved because there is a cost to the actual assessment itself. But if you want to have somebody walk you through, I'm going to offer you a consultant time, whether it's 30 minutes or an hour, depending on how much time you have. And all you have to pay is to cover the cost of the assessment, which is very cheap. And so you can find all that information on the website. Love to have you be able to do that with me. I love to walk you through that. I love that tool. I've used it all over the place. It's a great tool for self-awareness. So I think that's one good place to start in order to get promoted. You got to know yourself, have good self-awareness. Okay, number two. I use this statement all the time, and I believe it with everything in me. You have got to grow where you're planted. I think what hurts people the most when it comes to whether or not they get promoted or not is that they're always looking for the next place. They're always looking for the next thing. They're always looking for that advancement or that promotion. And when you're so focused on where it is that you're trying to get to, a lot of times, if you're not careful, you neglect where you are. So when I say grow where you're planted, what do I mean by that? Well, I mean two really big things. Number one, I mean be the best in the room. Be the best and do the best at wherever it is you're planted. This concept works in all areas, whether you're a student listening to this, whether you're an athlete, whether you're a professional. In any regard, this concept still works. Be the best in the room. Outwork everybody, out-hustle everybody, be the best in the room. In other words, if you grow daily, you will not die gradually. So if you don't grow daily, you're going to die gradually. So it's all about growth. It's all about personal growth. So how do you keep growing in your profession? What I want you to do is be the best at what you do. Be the professional at what you do. Once again, in any area, you either grow daily or you die gradually. So how do you do that? Well, one easy way, especially with all the media we have right now, is to truly be a lifelong learner. Be a lifelong learner. So let me ask you a question. What are you listening to? What are you reading? And what are you watching? That's what it comes down to. Being a lifelong learner comes down to answering those questions. What am I listening to? What am I reading? What am I watching? And it really has nothing to do with how much money you have, because right now, with the way that media is now, multimedia now, podcasts, videos, just Google a subject and you will find all you need and more. Now, you got to be careful what you listen to. You got to be careful what you watch. But just like you're listening to this podcast right now, right? It's free. You can listen to it anytime. And there's hundreds and thousands of these all around whatever area that you're in. In other words, you really don't have an excuse. It's not necessarily about time management. How do you actually manage time? It's about priorities. So if you're going to value growing where you're planted, if you truly want to get to that next level, then what it's going to require from you is you have to be a lifelong learner. Whatever field you're in, be the professional in that field. Because at the end of the day, you and I, we are our own lids. We can use all the excuses in the world we want. We could say, well, it's because my boss is this and my boss is that, and I'm not allowed to do this. But nobody, I mean, you're your own lid when it comes to leadership development. You're the one stopping you. So what's stopping you from doing it? A lot of times it's not really motivation. It's just getting going. It's just doing it. There's no ceiling. You are the ceiling. So here we go. The second part of that, of grow where you're planted, is you got to be a team player. If you want to get promoted where you are, be the best team player that there can be. So what does that look like? Be the team player that you would want on your team. What does that look like? Well, I think in some ways it means that you're an encourager. Right? I want to be on a team with somebody who is encouraging. That's what I want to be on, an encouraging team. I want somebody on my team and I want to be the encourager. Listen, you got two options. You can either be positive or negative. I don't want to spend all day being negative, nor do I want to be around negative people. Let's face it. When you're around negative people, how do you feel? You feel terrible. Nobody wants to be around negative people. Misery loves company, right? So negative people are going to find negative people. Rise above that. Be positive. Be the encourager. Be a hard worker. Be the best in the room. Outwork, out-hustle everybody in the room. Here's another thing that makes you a great team player: answering this question. When you walk into the room, whether it's a school, a locker room, a boardroom, your house, do you make it better or do you make it worse? I love that question. I use that question all the time. I love that question. Do I make this room better or worse? And if you feel that you don't know the answer to that question, more than likely, you probably make it worse. So get in there and make whatever you do better. Grow where you're planted. Stop looking over the fence. Grow where you're planted. Excel at what you do and people will notice. And the third and final thing in this episode is do the basics better than everybody else. I love this one. It's fact that it's so easy that a lot of people overlook it. If I want to get promoted, I not only got to have good self-awareness, I have to grow where I'm planted, but I want to do the basics better than anybody else. Let me give you a few basics to do better than everybody else. First, hey, show up on time. Stop being late to work. Stop being late to school. Stop being late to practice. Stop with the excuses. Get there on time. And by on time, I know what you know what I mean. Get there early. Stop being late. I can't stand when people are late. I can't stand when I have a meeting set up and somebody's late. It shows disrespect to me. It shows disrespect to the team. If you want to respect your team, if you want to get noticed, get there early. Show up on time, which actually means early. Here's another thing, right? Just doing the basics better than anybody else. This is helping somebody right now. Take good notes. Be a good note taker. Another pet peeve of mine, and I know that this bugs CEOs because I meet with a lot of CEOs, and I know this bothers them when people meet with them and don't take any notes. Why would you do that? Why would you have a meeting and not take notes? Take notes. Take it on your phone. Take it on your computer, tablet. Write it on a piece of paper. Chisel it in a rock. Do something. Take notes. Next thing is this, doing the basics better than everybody else. Man, I like this one. Participate in meetings. Use your voice. Know when to speak, when not to speak, but participate in meetings. Participate on the team. When somebody asks a question, when there's an opportunity, answer it. Throw it out there. Don't sit in the back. Don't be quiet. Don't sit in the back and not say anything. So you have to make sure that you are participating in the meetings. Very, very important to do that. Next one is this. Respond promptly to messages and to emails. Just respond. A lot of places have a 24-hour rule. Some places have an hour rule. I know some companies, they have, I think it's within 10-minute rule, a 5-minute rule, that when you get a message and when you get an email, respond immediately. Even if your response is simply, I have your email and I'll get back to you next week. Hey, you still responded. One of the worst things that you can do, one of the worst things you can do is not respond to people. You got to respond to people. People deserve a response. They're asking you a question. Once again, even if the response is, thanks for your message, I'll get back to you later. That's all you got to do. It does not take long to respond to people. And finally, doing the basics better than everybody else, you got to have integrity. You have to have integrity. In other words, hey, just do what you're going to do. Just do what you say you're going to do. Just have fun with life and have passion with life. And when you tell somebody you're going to do something, just do it. That leads to calendar integrity. It leads to integrity in a lot of areas in life. But just do what you say you're going to do. All right, to recap real quickly, here we go. How to get promoted. 3 ways to get promoted. More opportunity, more money, more influence, right? More connection, more ability to make change where you are. 1, have good self-awareness. 2, grow where you're planned. In other words, be the best in the room and be a team player that you would want. And 3, do the basics better than everybody else. Well, I hope this helped you. I really do. I hope that as you're thinking through this, that you take advantage of how this works and what's going on around us. All right, well, once again, thanks for listening to the Andy George Leadership Podcast. I really do hope this has helped you reach your potential, to find your purpose, and I hope it's helped you to live with passion. Do whatever you're doing it and do it with passion. For more content, more information, as always, visit andygeorgecoaching.com. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast and share it and comment on it. Thanks for joining me, and I'll catch you on the next episode.